back at Rosie on the House, covering the heartbreak of what many of our Arizona homeowners and listeners have gone through this past week. What if you're dealing with your insurance company now and you're trying to get back, like Surf Pro says, back like it never happened, right? So we've got Clay Jansen from Focus Insurance Services here. I appreciate Clay coming in. Clay's done all the Romero insurance work for, well, since before you were born, I think.
I think it's right on the cusp right there.
Started in the relationship with your dad, who's now retired, and yep. You've taken over the relationship. We couldn't be happier. What do you do now that I've had the adjuster out? I've suffered the damage. I've had the adjuster out. And they've come back with an estimate I know isn't, or I suspect, isn't even going to come close to covering and get me back to like it never happened.
My advice to clients and insureds and just the general public, your contractor, your licensed bonded contractor is your best friend. Right.
The one that's experienced in insurance work.
The one that's experienced in insurance work.
Because it's different.
It is different. That has done this before. So when you go looking for that contractor, I would ask them that. I would ask them that because they become your number one line of defense to negotiate with that insurance company. And the insurance companies respect that. They respect that there's a professional that's licensed and bonded that does this for a living. And they respond. They will respond, I think, very positively what we see most of the time. The folks that struggle with it, I think, end up taking on somebody, a contractor that maybe isn't experienced there. So that it happened to me personally. That experienced contractor was able to really step up, negotiate the prices. I mean, it's amazing what an insurance company thinks a foot of drywall is versus a licensed, experienced contractor.
Well, and then you've got the issue in a smoke and or water damage situation. You've got long-term things to think about, like you don't want that musty odor coming back into the house. There's certain things you must treat the concrete with, treat the studs with, treat the insulation with, and only that experienced insurance contractor is the right one to protect you, the homeowner. But they're a great negotiating arm with the adjuster if the adjuster can earn the respect of, okay, this guy knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. And a lot of adjusters, they're great folks. I've just noticed that sometimes maybe a more national insurance company is going to have an adjuster that's maybe not familiar with the region. And so having that local licensed, bonded, you know, experienced insurance, you know, with insurance claims contractor is going to be able to communicate what happens here locally with the temperature changes and the molds and all that fun stuff. So they're going to be a great asset for you.
Okay. My contractor can't make the progress with the adjuster that I'd like to have. Yep. Do I have any options at that point?
Absolutely. You can, I think the final step kind of in that chain of command would be maybe reach out to a public adjuster, interview a few public adjusters. They're a great service in our community. I wouldn't use them as your first line of defense. Really lean on that independent contractor, that licensed and bonded contractor. But in an event where you're just not making headway, you know, maybe interview a couple public adjusters and find out what they can do for you. Just heads up, part of their mission is to get that claim paid and increase the revenue because they're going to take part of that claim amount as their fee pretty typically.
They're going to be your negotiator
with the
insurance company, and they're generally trying to negotiate up to get you whole.
Yep.
And then they do have the little bit of added incentive They're taking a percentage of it.
Yep, but it's a process. So I just tell everybody, take it a step at a time and don't rush the process, right? You're going to really want to work with that contractor and let them do most of the heavy lifting before you bring on a public adjuster.
Very good. Clay Jansen took time out of his family time this Saturday to come in and join us and help educate the Arizona homeowner, the Rosie on the House listener. He owns a company called Focus Insurance Service. That's P-H-O-C-U-S, sharing his expertise in the insurance world. Your full line of insurance services. I mean, you're taking care of our workman's comp, our commercial liability, our homeowner's insurance, our car insurance. Is there anything? Do I have any insurance you're not taking care of?
I don't think so, Rosie.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm gonna ask Jennifer later.
Ask Jennifer. Yeah. So if people wanted to get in touch with somebody I trust that much, how would they get a hold of you?
Two easy ways. Go online, focusinsurance.com. That's P-H-O-C-U-S insurance.com. Or give us a jingle, 602-955-7705.
Right. Now, this is a lot of time. Our listeners may have been hearing you for the first time, but our partners in Prescott have all met you. You've come to their mixers there.
Yep.
Our partners in Tucson have met. So you do statewide coverage?
We do. We're all over the state and in a number of the surrounding states. So absolutely, we can go all the way from, you know, Flagstaff. We were talking about Flagstaff earlier, down to Tucson and all the way up north to Page and east and west.
Fantastic. Just like Rosie on the House, cover the state. Buddy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Our pleasure always. Folks, y'all stay tuned. We're going to cover in the following hour a concept of retiring your swimming pool. Maybe you snowbirds that are just maybe now getting back in town are wondering, why did I pay to have that pool cleaned and run and filtered and chemically treated all summer long when there was absolutely nobody here to use it, huh? Chances are, many times we find out, people are only using their swimming pool 8, 9, 10 times a year. You know what that swimming pool costs you to operate? We're going to be talking about that more in the next hour. We're also going to be talking with a great option for retiring your pool, either for a time, for a period, or forever. It's called Solar Safe Pool Covers. We'll have the owner and the inventor of the product here in the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all stay tuned for that. That pretty well wraps up the hour two.
Yes, sir. And when we came back, did you do the ticket giveaway to the home show?
All the home show tickets are given away. We'll be there at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show September 26th, 27th, 28th, handing out a free brochure on do-it-yourself home security that we wrote ourselves. So it's a great opportunity to come by, see us, pick the book up, go home, take a couple minutes, and greatly enhance the security of your house and home.
Sign up for the House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.